Yeah, it's a great game for us. You know, I suppose since the start of the season, since we changed the team and brought a lot of new players in, you know, they've gelled very quickly, and thankfully they have, because Dundalk have set a great pace to start the season. But, you know, we've been doing very well, and obviously winning seven in a row, we put ourselves right in there, and it's important for us to do that, because we're the only team that really can give them a game, I think. And so it's a massive match. You know, we're four behind coming to the halfway point. You know, but we're in a good position, and I'm happy with the way things have gone. You know, giving everyone a chance to get ready for Friday. Obviously, Kenny is probably ahead of schedule, but still hasn't trained with us. Gary Buckley came on the last day, so he didn't have any reaction. Johnny is a lot of swelling still, and Shep has a bit of swelling as well, so we're just giving them, you know, the next few days, and just to see can they make Friday. So it's you know, some of them are touch and go, but at the same time, you know, we went to Longford, made a lot of changes, and you know, the lads have come in, have done brilliantly, and the difference this year is that, you know, when one fella's out, next fella comes in, they keep the standard high, and that's the most important thing. Yeah, I don't look at those stats. I'm really just, you know, a week to week, you know, man, because that's the way you have to be in the game. I suppose what we're looking at is that we hadn't beaten Dundalk since I'd taken over, and this year, out of two, we've beaten them twice, which has given us, you know, great encouragement, and the way we've played and the way we've sort of changed our style this year. And obviously, we've still had the basics that we're keeping clean sheets, not conceding much, but obviously we've scored more than we would have in other years, which is good, and we've had a number of goal scores, which has been important. But most importantly, from our own point of view, is the fact that, you know, we've already played them twice this year, and we've had two good results. So, you know, we know everything about them, and I'm sure they know about us as well. And it's just important for us that, you know, we can perform. And obviously, being at home with the crowd, you know, we're expecting a massive atmosphere.
John, it's obviously going to be very competitive on Friday night, but Dundalk, to my mind, can be slightly cynical in that they're very good at slowing down the game, fumbling around the middle of the park to slow down the opposition attacks. What's your view of them, and what role does the referee have to play in Friday night to kind of keep the game flowing smoothly?
Well, to be honest with you, I think the standard refereeing is very good, you know, and I don't get it. And I think, you know, that generally the most referees are very good. So I suppose, look, from our point of view, you know, they're not very experienced. They're around the block a long time. You know, they know when and where to make, you know, I suppose, fouls, and they're good at that. But we're well aware of that. We've looked at it, and we know it, and we've seen that, and we're well aware of it. So we move on and make sure that we can give our own performance on Friday night.
Is there a danger that they have an extra point to prove after you beat them in Oriel Park?
I don't know. You'd have to ask their manager that. From our point of view, it's about a new team. You know, we started the season, went through a little bit of a hiccup, you know, with a number of draws, and we've come back with seven on the bounce, and we've done really well, and the guys have worked really hard, and I must say, and as I've said this week in, week out, fantastic bunch of guys to work with, and, you know, I'm really delighted with them. And it's a big challenge to us, but at the same time, you know, we've kept the head down and we've worked really hard, and, you know, so from that point of view, you know, we look at Friday night being an opportunity for us to win a match and get 3 points, and that's the way we're looking at it this week, and that's what we're working on.
Are they coming down for a draw, do you
think? Don't really know. If I'm being honest with you, and I know, you know, maybe it's a bit of a cliche, I'm not really interested in what they... We have nothing, you know, from their point of view, look at them or look at the results. We've just looked after ourselves, and we've worked really, really hard this year to change things around, and we brought in different personnel, and we've changed our team quite a bit, and our style quite a bit, and we have just to look after ourselves, and that's what we do. And, you know, it's a different challenge this week to Longford last week, and we know it's a big game, and, you know, they've been the champions for the last 2 years, and rightly so. But at the same time, it's up to some other teams to put the challenge up to them, and, you know, we're hoping again this year that we're going to put it up to them and go one better and win it this year. And you know, because obviously, you know, what everyone in the league wants is to see a league running to the end of the season. And, you know, if we don't stay with them, no one else will. And I suppose, you know. But at the end of the day, we brought players in who've won leagues before and won cups, and we brought that bit of experience into our squad. And you know, we've got a nucleus of very young side as well, and you know, they're all anxious to win medals, and that's what we're here for.